Hare Krishna. Today is a very very auspicious day because today is appearance day of golden incarnation of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many devotees, they have requested to speak about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we thought of discussing about the glories, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a version of mercy. Because of him only, Hare Krishna movement is distributed and preaching is going on based on Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in directions. So we will discuss about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as how, when he born, where he born, what is his purpose, and all those things very briefly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna himself. One devotee asked weeks back about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that time we talk about few pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is non-different from Krishna, and Krishna, he appeared in this world in the form, in the color of Srimati Radharani, the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he, Krishna himself, he appeared as a devotee of Krishna. Even though he is a God himself, even though he is a Krishna himself, he appeared in a disguised form, hidden form. Because in this age of Kali, if the Lord comes, generally in this age of Kali, the Lord does not come as an incarnation. Because this is the age of Kali, many people, they declare as a God, many people they declare as incarnation. So that's why there is a reason, and Krishna, he does not come in a directly, and he comes in a hidden way. Even though he is a Krishna himself, and he never accept that he is a Krishna. That's why even in the pastime of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also shown Vishwarupa to all his devotees. He is a close associate. How like a Krishna, he is shown Vishwarupa to Arjuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he is shown his Vishwarup to all his devotee, and he also shown the roop of Krishna, he also shown the roop of Lord Rama, and Satbuja form. He beautifully, he shown all those things, and he proved himself, and I am not different from Krishna. But even though if somebody says you are Krishna himself, and he will run away. So he will not accept it. Because in this age of Kali, many people, they will cheat it. So this is a glorious and beautiful pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He appeared in the year 1486 in Navadip Dham in West Bengal. So his mother name is Sachi Mata, Sachi Devi, and his father name is Jagannath Misra. He appeared in the family of a Brahmana family, and he is he done lot of beautiful pastimes. He appeared on the day of Purnima day. It's called Gaura Purnima. Purnima as well as is an eclipse. Why Lord appeared in Purnima day? The moon is it gives a soothing effect. You know, it's very very cool. When the sun is set, when the moon comes, all the heat it is extinguished, and the moon gives them joyful effect. So in this way, Mahaprabhu also, he appeared in this world, he always give the joy. Devotees of the Lord, they will be singing Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. So in this way, whoever chant the name of Gauranga, Gauranga, they will get the ocean of bliss. They will get the ocean of bliss, and it is guaranteed that they will get the Krishna Prem very, very nicely. So he lived 48 years and he disappeared from this world in 1534. So out of that 48, out of 48 years, and he lived 24 years in a family life, and he also married, and he also having a two wife, same like a Krishna, Satyabhama Rukmani, and as well as main for Krishna is a main Satyabhama, and Rukmani is a main wife, two wife. After that, he Krishna married 16,100, and total is there, but the main principle is a Rukmani and Satyabhama. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he married two wife. So out of that 24 years, he lived as a grihastha life, as a family life. After that, in the age of 22, he taken a sannyasi, because the sannyasa ashrama, many people wanted to preach the glories. He is not designed to enjoy the family life. So he wanted to preach, the distribute the glories of Sri Krishna to everywhere, because he is in the form of a devotee. The devotee is actually, he is somebody suffering and he cannot tolerate it. That's why Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the age of 24, he left his wife and he taken the sannyas. Out of 24 years and 6 years, he traveled everywhere. All over the India, he traveled, including South India. He came to all the place in South India, and wherever he goes and he distribute. He never sees whether one is a qualified, one is not qualified, one is a Sudra, one is a Brahmana, one is a Muslim, one is a Christian, and he sees anything. So he distributed the holy name of Krishna everywhere in 6 months. Then after that, last 18 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri, and he did very wonderful pastimes, amazing pastime. So his name, he born under the neem tree. That's why his name is, one of the name is Nimai. Then his color is very, very beautiful, and the golden color. That's why his name is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then his name is Vishambar. Vishambar means one who maintains it, one who protect the everyone. Vishwambaro Dujabaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro. There is a very beautiful song is there. So Vishwambar means one who maintain everybody. So in this way, he is having several names. He stayed in the home of his mother 13 months. So the mother, generally the child, they live in the womb of the mother only 9 months, but Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed in 13 months. Nowadays, if the baby is not coming out after 9 months, immediately they will do cesarean. They will say your child is in the danger, so you do cesarean. So in this way, they will do cesarean and take it out. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in 13 months. That time, then in the auspicious day, in the full moon day, and the Lord appeared. So during the full moon day, there was a eclipse also was there on that day. So eclipse means it is a inauspicious time. So when the inauspicious time, what the people in general they will do, as per the ritual, as per the sastra, whenever there is an eclipse, they all go to the Ganges. In Navadvip Dham, all the people, they went to Ganges. While they are taking bath, everybody chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And everyone, they were chanting the holy name of Krishna. Not even one fellow is sitting in the room, in the house. Everybody, they went to the Ganges because of the eclipse. They were chanting the holy name. Entire Navadvip Dham, they were chanting the holy name. They were saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Even the Muslim people also, they were, what is going on? Why they are today everybody chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol? they are also making fun and saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So indirectly they are also chanting the holy name of Krishna. So in this way, entire place they were surcharged with the vibration of the holy name. Nowadays, if you see, there are many, the demoniac effect is taking place because of this positive vibration is missing. If the entire world they chant the holy name of Krishna, then vibration will be so much and then everything will go very, very perfectly. Now, if you see, there is a negative vibration is there everywhere. Because in the people's mind, they have so much of negative effect. So this negative effect is transferring everywhere. That's why so many inauspicious things is taking place. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to appear, everybody was chanting Hare Krishna, holy name, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then Srivas Thakur, even though it is inauspicious time, but everybody was chanting, it's become very, very auspicious. And Srivas Thakur was thinking, oh, today is a very, very inauspicious day, the eclipse is there. But you see, everyone was chanting today's holy name of God, so holy name of Krishna. So actually today is not an inauspicious day, it is actually very, very auspicious, because everyone is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. So then that time, in the evening time, in a Sandhya time, when the sun is set and the moon is rising, the same way Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very beautifully, and he also, when the moon is rising and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world as a son of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Misra. Then again this news spread everywhere. This golden baby is coming, the boy is a beautiful Venam Ganandama Ravinda Dala Yadaksham Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Visheshobam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma says, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Krishna is very, very beautiful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Radharani, is more beautiful than Krishna. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very, very beautiful. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. Kandarpa Koti means this, all the Manmatas, they are very, very beautiful. Kandarpa Koti. And all the Koti, Manmata comes together, what will be the beauty? That is, much greater beauty, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, very, very beautifully he appeared under the neem tree. So all the devis and devatas, they were in ecstatic. They were all dancing in the heavenly planet, and they were actually distributing the flowers and there, the sprinkling the flower from the sky. All these devi and devatas, they come to the house of Sachi Mata in a discussed way as a Brahmana and Brahmani, and all the Devi and Devatas, they came to see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he is beautiful, and then they brought so many gifts to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the people, they took the blessing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but since they are all like a comes in the form of a Brahmana, and he blessed the child also. Oh, child, this way they bless the child, as well as actually the externally they are blessing the child, internally they are inside, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all Devi Devatas. So they have taken the blessings internally, and externally they were actually giving blessing to the child. So in this way, enter Navadvip Dham. Very, very beautifully they were singing the holy name, they were dancing like in ecstasy. So this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, while he is appearing itself, and he make the people to chant the holy name of Krishna. So this is the one of the mission of the Lord, to propagate the holy name of Krishna everywhere. And fortunately, when he appearing, that itself everybody is chanting the holy name of Krishna. That is the speciality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he appeared before? Because in 500 years back, if you see, many people, they were even the name of religion, they were not doing proper devotional service, and nobody knows properly what is a proper devotional service. The people, they used to marry their own daughter. So this was a system was going on. They used to marry their own daughter, and then people sometimes they make a marriage to the dog. The female dog, they will bring one female dog, they will bath it, then very nicely they will put the garland, then they will put the so much of dress to this dog, male dog and female dog, then they will make the ceremony. And then some, if somebody is doing marriage to the female dog and male dog, and another set of people, they will bring the cat and cat. They will also bring the beautiful, they were thinking this dog is very beautiful. This way, they used to bring the dog, the cat. They used to do the marriage ceremony. They think that this is the spiritual life. And nobody chant the holy name of Krishna. And in this age of Kali Yuga, chanting the holy name is the Yuga Dharma, but nobody used to chant the holy name. That's why the Lord mercifully, he appeared 500 years back in 1486. So that time, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to go everywhere and he asked to chant the people, please chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he used to go and tell the people to chant the holy name. But actually what we are chanting, this mantra is a very, very powerful mantra. It is not some ordinary mantra. It is mentioned in the Shastra, these mantras are only chanted by the qualified Brahmanas. It is not chanted by, like we are chanting in the street, where we are chanting while sleeping, we are chanting while taking bath, we are chanting while driving a car, while cooking, and everywhere we chant this holy name. Before 500 years back, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nobody used to chant this mantra. Only the qualified Brahmana, they will sit and secretly they will chant. Because this mantra is a very, very special mantra. It is not ordinary mantra. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started distributing, because this is the ocean of mercy, he is a Sri Chaitanya, Srimati Radharani is mood. So he is appeared in the color of Radharani also. So he is freely distributing this holy name of Krishna to everybody. He is requesting everybody, please chant, please chant, please chant in this way. But this Brahmana, they objected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why you are distributing this mantra to everybody? This mantra only the Brahmana should chant. This is a very special mantra when required a qualification, and you are giving to the Sudras and dog eaters and everybody you are giving. So you should not give in this way. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, okay, actually this mantra, it is not starting with Hare Krishna. If you see in some people, they will be chanting Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the way it is mentioned in the Shastra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a God himself, he is a Krishna himself. So that's why, since these people, they were objected this one, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reversed the mantra. Instead of Hare Rama, he put, first he chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankitanai Praya Rajanti Hi Sumedasaham. He is a Krishna, Krishna himself. It is mentioned in the Shastra. It is not that he is come something without any, not mentioning in the Shastra. It's very clearly mentioned in the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, and we also discussed previously in Vishnu Sahasra Nama also, it is mentioned Swarna Varno Hemango Varanga Chantanangati. This is the reference for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's mentioned very clearly. So since these Brahmanas, they were objected not to give to other people, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, you keep it your own mantra, and this is my own mantra. Because he is a God himself, he is a Krishna himself, and he said, this is my own mantra. So in this way, he reversed the mantra. Instead of Hare Rama, and he put Hare Krishna in the beginning, and then he empowered this mantra. Whatever the mantra we get by chanting Hare Rama, when we chant whatever Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given, and we get enormous amount of benefit. So in this way, he distributed, and he did not see whether he is a tree or dog or cat or the Sudras or Brahmanas, and he did not see anybody. Whoever comes, whoever like, and he distributed this holy name everywhere. But nowadays, if you see, Everybody knows Hare Krishna only. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only. They will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because everywhere Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy flooded. Srila Prabhupada came 50 years back and practically he covered the whole earth, including the foreign countries, China, Russia, Australia, Japan. In the Google map, what, how many countries they listed, and then more than that, Srila Prabhupada, he distributed the holy name of Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere people were chanting, in China also, Russia also, and everywhere people are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ocean of mercy. Very beautiful pastime. One day he went to one washerman. He met one washerman. So he went nearby this washerman. This washerman was happily, he was washing the cloth in the riverbed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a sannyasi, in the dress of sannyasi, he went to him and he said to this washerman, "Hey washerman, please chant the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Then this washerman became very, very afraid. "Oh, this man is sannyasi, and he is asking me to chant this mantra. And after, if I chant this mantra, then maybe he will ask some charity. So I don't want to chant this mantra. I don't want to give anything to him." So in this way, he said, "I am busy with the washing cloth." And he said, "Okay, no problem. You are washing. When you are washing, you can chant. No, your mouth is empty. So you chant this holy name and wash it. So there is no loss, and gain is so much." So in this way. But again, this washerman, he is afraid to chant this mantra. So then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he is a supreme lord. That's why he is a ocean of mercy. And he said, "Okay, no problem. If you are busy, no problem. You what to do? You sit in this stone and chant the holy name of Krishna. I will wash your cloth." In this way, the Supreme Lord, you see, this is the mercy, ocean of mercy. So in this way, he said, then this washerman become very, very compassionate, and he said, "Okay, this man is requesting me this much. So maybe he's not this kind of cheating sannyasi. So maybe he's a very good sannyasi." So in this way, and he started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After chanting a few times, until just like it is the voltage, you know, this, if you go and keep your hand in the powerhouse, what will happen? You will get a shock, enormous amount of like a 400 watt shock. So similarly, this man got a shock. He become very, very joyful, and he become, you know, he is jumping and dancing, chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he forgot washing clothes, and he did not go to home also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing, and this washerman also chanting, the dancing, chanting, dancing. Both are chanting and dancing. So then his wife was thinking, "Oh my God, my husband still, he didn't come back to home. What happened?" So in this way, she went there. So when she went there, and this washerman is dancing, he is dancing like anything, and then his wife becomes surprised. "Oh, what happened to my husband? He is today he become very, very joyful, and he is very happy." And she went nearby the husband, and he said, "Hey, hey, Prabhu, why, what happened? My dear husband, why you are dancing this much? Stop, stop, come, let us go home." So then this man is dancing in total ecstasy, in bliss, and he did not see his wife. So then his wife thought, "Oh my God." Then she went back to the village and brought several men. "Hey, come here. My husband become dancing like this. So he forgot to come home. I don't know what happened to him." So in this way, she brought many men. Now all these men, they went nearby this washerman. They catch this washerman to stop dancing. So as soon as they hear the name of Krishna, as soon as they stop this man, they also got ecstasy. They also got a blessing from Mahaprabhu. They also become very, very ecstatic, and they also started chanting. They also started chanting and then dancing. This wife, she is thinking, "My God, I brought this man to stop this my husband dancing, but as soon as they touch this man, they also got some blessing, I think. They also started dancing. So in this way, and all the villagers, they came, they saw this beautiful scene. They also started singing and dancing. So this is the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one who taken this shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will become very, very joyful in his life. Main mission of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear in this age of Kali to chant the holy name of Krishna, to propagate the holy name of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prativite acharadi naharadi gramam sarvatra prachara hoibo mora namam. He said, my name, Krishna's name, and he means Krishna, both are non-different. Krishna's name will be chanted everywhere in this world. Prithivite acharadi naharadi grama, either village or a town, all the place my name will be chanted. So he predicted 500 years back. Now you can practically see whether people are chanting Hare Krishna or not everywhere. The day passes, everywhere people will be chanting. Even though so many bad things are going on, but still this Hare Krishna, the devotees, they were chanting the holy name, the all the inauspices, it will become very, very auspicious. That's why nowadays even little bit rain is coming, because the people were chanting the holy name, people were doing so many devotional service, in good activities people are engaged. So similarly, we also should chant the holy name of Krishna, at least for at least the world can go in a peaceful way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, your humble servant, Rasika Govind Das, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Gaurapurnima Mahamahotsava Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.